Volunteer story, Betty. Betty Betham knows what it means to walk in two sets of shoes, those of a client and those of a volunteer. As an active member of Blind Low Vision NZ and a volunteer leader within the Aka Ora support group in Porirua, Betty brings lived experience, empathy and a deep sense of service to everything she does. Betty first connected with Blind Low Vision NZ through a referral from her ophthalmologist. It wasn't long before she found her place in a number of local groups, including the Mana support group, the Indoor Bowls group and the Wellington social group. But it was the creation of Aka Ora, our Pasifika and Māori members support group, that opened a new chapter in her journey. I was part of the group from the beginning, Betty says. After some time getting to know each other, I was asked to consider leading the group as one of two registered volunteers. It meant stepping up and learning along the way. For Betty, volunteering isn't just about helping, it's about understanding. As someone with low vision myself, I know how important it is to feel safe and supported, especially when being guided. But I also know there are things I can help others with too, she says. People want to feel safe, and they all have different needs. That's something I keep front of mind. Betty's role in Aka Ora started with making phone calls, keeping members informed about events and checking in with how they were doing. Over time, she grew into a broader support role, becoming a trusted point of contact and an advocate for her peers. Volunteering has taught me to really listen. It's helped me become more aware of how I communicate and how I can support others without taking away their independence. Being a client has shaped how Betty volunteers. She knows firsthand what a difference a good volunteer can make. The ones who stand out are good communicators. They're respectful, helpful, and make you feel comfortable. I remember one woman in particular. She was accommodating, reliable, and just had a way of making everyone feel at ease. The same spirit of care and thoughtfulness is what Betty now brings to her volunteer work. She's especially mindful of the additional challenges others may face, like hearing loss or mobility issues, and how those impact someone's ability to fully participate in group activities. Being aware of those things is so important, it helps people feel safe and encourages them to take part. When asked what she'd say to someone considering becoming a volunteer, Betty doesn't hesitate. It's not just about helping, it's about understanding. The volunteer training gives a really good insight into our experiences as people who are blind or have low vision. Volunteers need to be clear communicators, but also compassionate and open to learning. Betty's story is a reminder that volunteers come from all walks of life to give their time with humility, respect, and heart.